Everyone has seen the OUD symbol on products that are certified kosher by the OU, and I'm sure most of you know that the OUD stands for OU Dairy. OU Dairy seems pretty straightforward. It doesn't seem to be very complicated, but in fact, it's not as simple as it appears at first glance. Let me begin by asking the listener a few simple questions. Why is it that there are ices that are listed or labeled as OUD, even though there are no apparent dairy ingredients on the label panel? Yesterday, I happened to be in the supermarket, and I saw tortilla chips, where the ingredients are basically just corn and water, corn flour, water, salt, and yet the product is labeled OUD. Why in the world would a tortilla chip with such basic ingredients be labeled OUD or OU Dairy? Another question, why is it that some brands of tuna fish bear an OUD symbol? What is it that makes tuna fish a dairy product? And finally, why is it that many non-dairy creamers are labeled OUD? It seems contradictory to have an OUD symbol, and yet it says on the package label, non-dairy creamer. In order to answer these questions, one has to appreciate and understand the fact that OUD actually is used in three different situations, but we use one symbol, OUD, to capture all three situations for which we use this symbol. And I'd like to explain in a little bit, some detail, each one of the three categories or areas where the OUD symbol is appropriately used. The first situation where an OUD will appear is the most obvious, and that is where there are dairy ingredients in the product. Now, sometimes the dairy ingredients will appear on the ingredient label. And dairy ingredients are milk, butter, whey, casein, lactose. These are the most common dairy ingredients. So if the product contains one of those ingredients, so it's fairly obvious why the OUD symbol is used. But you'll oftentimes find products where there is no dairy ingredient or no apparent dairy ingredient, and yet it's labeled OUD. Now, many people have a misconception that if a product has less than 2% of an ingredient, it doesn't have to appear on the ingredient label. And they think that that's why products containing dairy ingredients are labeled OUD, even though there's no dairy ingredient on the label. But that misconception is not correct. The government regulations require that products are labeled OUD, products list dairy ingredients or list all ingredients, even if they are less than 2% of the product. So, again, the question is how can a product contain dairy ingredients and yet the dairy ingredient does not appear on the label? Now, the real reason is that the ingredient is hidden within part of another general category that appears on the label. For example, many products contain flavors. Flavors are very complex entities. A flavor could be comprised of 20, 30 different ingredients, which makes up the flavor entity. And within the formula for the flavor, there can easily be a dairy ingredient, but it's not going to appear on the label. It will not say whey or casein or lactose or something of that sort. It will simply say natural or artificial flavors. Another example would be hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is used in soups, seasonings, and in tuna fish. And some of the hydrolyzed vegetable proteins that are available on the market contain casein. So, and that is the reason why tuna fish, on occasion, has an OUD, because the hydrolyzed vegetable, the tuna itself, of course, is part of, is non-dairy. But the hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is used to make up the broth of the tuna fish, may contain a dairy component, and therefore the tuna fish will be labeled OUD. So the dairy ingredient is in there, but it's not easily discernible by reading the ingredient panel, and without knowing the formula, there's no way to for an uneducated consumer to identify where the dairy ingredient is. In the case of non-dairy creamers, oftentimes dairy ingredient will appear right on the label, but it may be hidden as well. It may be listed within the category of flavors. The reason why the product is labeled as non-dairy creamer, even though there is a dairy component to the formula, is because federal and state laws mandate that that companies have to label products as non-dairy or creamers as non-dairy unless they contain a certain percentage of dairy components. And the non-dairy creamers that are OUD do contain dairy ingredients, but they are below that level that allows the company to list them as a dairy creamer. So from a kosher standpoint, it's dairy, but as far as the government is concerned, for their labeling laws, it has to be labeled as non-dairy. But once again, the dairy ingredient either may appear on the label or it may be part of a category that is listed on the label, but it's not readily apparent that the dairy ingredient is there. So that's the first category of OUD. It's a situation where the product contains a dairy ingredient, and either it is listed on the label or it's part of a general category of ingredients that appear on the label as well. The second situation where we use the OUD symbol is where there is a dairy residue on the equipment that remains there between one production and the next. For example, a company that manufactures cookies. So they may have, let's say, a butter cookie that is dairy. And then after the butter cookie, they'll produce a pair of cookie that has no dairy ingredients in the batter formula. But nonetheless, if the company does not clean the equipment, then some of the residue from the butter cookie may find its way into the pair of cookie, and that would necessitate that the product would be labeled OUD. Or another example would be in the case of chocolate. Chocolate companies prefer not to clean their equipment after they run a chocolate product. In particular, chocolate companies do not want to wash equipment with water because water is a nemesis for chocolate. And therefore, it's common that they'll go from a dairy chocolate to a non-dairy chocolate without cleaning the equipment. But once again, those dairy ingredients may find their way into the formula that is non-dairy. And therefore, as a result, the OU would require that the product be labeled OUD. So that's the second category of OUD products. And the third category is a product that is run on equipment that is clean, where there is no dairy residue, and furthermore, there are no dairy ingredients in the formula whatsoever, and nonetheless, the product is labeled OUD because it's made on dairy equipment. According to the halacha, if a person cooks a par of item in a dairy utensil, then that item cannot be eaten together with meat. If, for example, if you cook potatoes in a dairy pot, you would not be able to eat those potatoes together with chicken or with meat because it has a status of dairy equipment. The halacha allows one to eat a product that was made on dairy equipment to be eaten after a meat meal, even though one has to wait 6 hours after meat before eating a dairy, but where there is no actual dairy component, the product was produced on dairy equipment or cooked on dairy utensils, one can eat the item after a meat meal. So, for example, if a person ate a meal of chicken, then one could eat those potatoes that were boiled in a dairy pot immediately after the chicken, but you could not eat them together with the chicken. So the third category then of OUD are items that are made on dairy equipment where the machinery is clean and there is no dairy component in the item itself. So just again to summarize, the three categories of OUD our number one situation where the dairy component, where there's actual dairy component in the formula, and that dairy component either may be clearly identifiable on the label, or it may be masked or hidden within the category of another ingredient. Number two is a situation where there's dairy residue on the equipment. And finally, you have a situation where the equipment is clean and the formula does not contain a dairy component, but it's produced on dairy equipment. And as should be clear from what I said before, there is an important difference between an OUD of the first two categories vis-a-vis the third category. In the first two categories, since there is an actual dairy component in the product cannot be eaten neither with meat, nor can it be eaten after a meat meal for the six-hour period of time that one waits after a meat meal. Whereas in the case of dairy equipment, the product can be eaten immediately after a meat meal. Now, some kosher agencies use a DE symbol to reflect the third category of dairy equipment, DE standing for dairy equipment, and that alerts the consumer to the fact that it's okay to eat the product after a meat meal. The question that you're probably wondering about is, why doesn't the OU do the same? Why do we lump all the dairy categories together and use one symbol to reflect three different situations? Why not split it and have OUD for items that contain dairy components and DE for products that are made on dairy equipment? The answer is that the OU feels that our mandate is to provide kosher food for the masses. And in fact, if you travel around the world, OU products are available in far-flung places, and OU feels that it would be confusing to the Jewish community to use a DE symbol. Many people would not understand the ramifications of DE, and therefore, for simplicity's sake, we use OUD symbol in all situations. Now, the question is, well, is there a way to figure out or to find out which category of the OUD product falls into? And the answer to that is that it's one can check the ingredients, and if the ingredients contains an obvious dairy ingredient, then you know that there's a dairy component in the formula. But if it's not obvious from the ingredients, then there is no way for a consumer to make that evaluation on his own, and the only way to determine whether the product is dairy equipment or contains actual dairy ingredients is to call the OU office and to inquire about the specific product. I would offer one word of caution, and that is that if the person in the office shares with you that an item is made on dairy equipment but there's no actual dairy in the product, that information is reliable, but should bear in mind that such situations possibly could change in the future. And therefore, and there would be no way that, in other words, if a company is using OUD for a product made on dairy equipment, there's no dairy ingredient, and then, say, 3 months later, the company changes the formula and introduces a dairy component, the symbol is going to be the same. The symbol will remain OUD, and there's no way that the consumer would be alerted to that change. So therefore, if you do inquire through our office about a product and you are told that it's made on dairy equipment but there is no dairy component, it's important to verify that the situation has not changed by calling our office every few months to make sure that the product is still a genuine dairy equipment situation. The one final recommendation is that OU policy is that all products that are dairy have to be labeled OUD, but on rare occasions, companies accidentally will omit the OUD symbol. Sometimes they reprint labels, and there's a printing error. And as much as we try to be on top of the situation, there are over 200,000 labels that have the OU symbol, and every now and then a label falls through the cracks. So it's a good idea to get into the habit of reading ingredient labels, the ingredients on the label. Even if a product does not have a D, check the ingredients to make sure that the product at least has no easily identifiable dairy component. The OU prides itself as being a communal organization, and the OUD is an important symbol which protects your interests as a kosher consumer.